From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The Pakistani army began a ground offensive against the Taliban in an area along the Afghan border today. Tens of thousands of civilians have fled the region after months of government airstrikes in preparation for the operation. The U.S. has been pressuring Pakistan to eliminate militants who use the area to stage attacks on U.S. and NATO troops across the border in Afghanistan. The army has tried to rout the Taliban in the past, and each time negotiated truces left the Taliban in control. Pakistani officials say this time there will be no deals. The NATO-led coalition in Afghanistan says three American troops were killed yesterday. Two were killed in an explosion in the eastern part of the country. A third service member died in a bombing in the south. An announcement is expected today on whether there will be a runoff election to determine the next president in Afghanistan. Preliminary results show President Hamid Karzai won August election by enough to avoid a runoff, but hundreds of thousands of votes could be thrown out because of allegations of fraud. A roadside bomb exploded near the town of Fallujah in western Iraq today. Officials say four Iraqi soldiers were killed. In a separate attack, a suicide bomber blew up a truck on a bridge used by the U.S. military to transport equipment out of the country. No one else was injured in that attack. A former Bush administration official has been sentenced to prison on charges of obstructing justice and misleading investigators. David Safavian is the fifth person to get prison time in the federal probe involving lobbyist Jack Abramoff. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
Safavian and Abramoff were friends back when Abramoff was the go-to Republican lobbyist in Washington. Abramoff took Safavian on a lavish golf junket to Scotland. Safavian was chief of staff at a federal agency at the time. He wrote Abramoff a reimbursement check for the trip, but it covered only a sliver of the actual costs. He was also giving Abramoff private advice about negotiating with his agency. So far, he's one of just two defendants in the Abramoff investigation to go to trial rather than plead guilty. He was convicted by a jury in 2006 and lost two appeals. The other trial ended Thursday in a mistrial. Jurors couldn't agree on the eight charges against Kevin Ring, a one-time associate of Abramoff. Prosecutors say they'll try Ring again. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Federal health officials say the vaccine against the H1N1 swine flu will not be as available as they had planned. Dr. Anne Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control says there will be at most 30 million doses available at the end of the month, not 40 million as expected.
We do still expect to have the large number of doses that we've been talking about so that eventually anyone who wants to be vaccinated will be able to be vaccinated, but the next couple weeks will continue to be a slow start.
She said the flu outbreak has hit children especially hard. This is NPR News from Washington. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Rick is now a Category 4 storm with winds nearing 135 miles per hour. A Category 4 is considered to be extremely dangerous. It's churning off Mexico's Pacific coast, prompting officials in Acapulco to warn of landslides and floods. Anti-abortion activists are pouring in from around Spain for a major rally in Madrid later today. The protest is against a reform of Spanish law that would allow abortion on demand for the first time. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Busloads of protesters are arriving from around the country for a rally that organizers are calling Every Life Matters. The crowd will march from the central Puerta del Sol Square through the center of the capital. Spain's socialist government recently approved a new abortion law, which now goes to Parliament for a vote. The new law would let a woman choose to have an abortion during the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. It would also allow 16- and 17-year-olds to abort without their parents' knowledge. Spain was once a devout Catholic country, but the Church is alarmed that it's become one of Europe's most secular. The government has already legalized same-sex marriage and limited the teaching of faith in public schools. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Authorities in the Philippines are evacuating a northern province as another typhoon approaches. The typhoon is named Lupip, the Filipino word for cruel, and attained typhoon status overnight with winds of 81 miles per hour. The Philippines is still recovering from a typhoon 2 weeks ago and a tropical storm last month that triggered the worst flooding in Manila in more than 40 years. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.